Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. With the arrival of Hurricane Helene a few weeks back, the advertisements petitioning for public donations peppered the news outlets. When similar disasters befall our nation and indeed the world, as far back as I can remember, the public has sought after to donate money to help those affected by the catastrophe. Not to sound too callous here, but I find myself reacting negatively to such fundraising programs. Not because I'm a cold, unfeeling person, mind you. Lord knows, as well as many living in Nevada County, my pet peeve toward lifting up others comes in the form of my matching program called Turkey Matters, in which I run several times a year at the Interfaith Food Ministries, where I match your funds to help buy turkeys for holiday meals for the needy. Not to stroll too far off topic, but my latest fundraiser, like the Turkey Matters matching program, runs through Thanksgiving, and you can donate by contacting Interfaith Food Ministries. On to the news now. Most agree we are constantly bombarded to donate our hard-earned money to the latest catastrophe or war rescue effort. Considering the billions of governments of the world toss into the bailouts of financial institutions, and add to that the willy-nilly spending on every this, that, and the other thing, you have to wonder why they ask us little people for our money when many of us are starving ourselves. I continually receive those pre-printed return address labels by the truckload, looking for a few dollars for war veterans. The Wounded Warrior Project is another organization looking for money to help our war veterans. The flyers for address labels ask us for just a few dollars, if that, and the Wounded Warrior Project will send you one of their blankets for a mere $19 a month. Add in fundraisers for the homeless, distressed pets, crumbling schools, and what have you, and the extended hands looking to be filled or never ending. Now you might ask, why in the world would you and I be a bit perturbed at such seemingly worthwhile fundraising endeavors? Well, let's see now. How about the multi-$100 billion CHIPS Act that Washington just doled out for for-profit semiconductor companies to incentivize their already cash-rich companies to make computer chips here in the U.S.? The stocks of many of these companies have gone ballistic in the last 2 years, and the CEOs of some of these companies are some of the highest-paid executives in the world, many of them having a net worth of many tens of billions. And how about the $44 billion already spent of your tax dollars going to fight the war in Ukraine, which some argue is an unwinnable war? The infamous bailouts to the banking conglomerates over many decades, well into the multi-trillions, fill the bill, and the Federal Reserve's ongoing quantitative easing and federal open market operation programs are yet another direct money spigot into the financial system. Many more programs are shuttling unimaginable amounts to insurance companies, hedge funds, troubled brokerage houses, foreign entities, foreign countries, foreign banking system, and other financial institutions that you will never know of. There seems to be no end of shortage of funds with the largest institutions are concerned. Then I open my mail and a veteran organization has asked me for a $5 bill to help them provide for those that served our country, or perhaps a soldier needs a new prosthetic or hospital or school that doesn't have paint peeling off its walls. I could go on with more sickening examples, as you probably could, and in the midst of writing this article, I remember them just hitting me up again for those recent hurricanes. What a travesty. Washington has for decades and continues to throw billions of dollars out secret windows to God knows who and for God knows what, while many worthwhile programs supporting our own citizens go begging. Meanwhile, the ultra-connected to the country, and indeed the world, get billions at the drop of a hat, while the programs that support our citizens on Main Street go scrounging for nickels and dimes or wherever they can find them. And in the midst of all of it, the putrid odor of government audacity permeates my olfactory senses. That's a mouthful, I'm sure, but am I the only one in the room who smells the stink of the whole thing? I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and that does it for today's Money Matters. Today's newscast expresses my opinion only, is not meant as investment advice, nor represents the opinion of this radio station, its staff, management, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station, and everything over there is free. My name's Mark Cuniberti. Thanks for listening.